beers, literally, and hang out with some guys, some drivers from Legit Speedway, as they're getting ready for the big Firecracker Classic, again, presented to you by Chevy Dealers of the Ozarks. This is all going down at Legit Speedway, just south of West Plains off 63 Highway. You can always find out more. They do a really good job with their webpage, legitspeedway.com. We talked with Gary just a little earlier this morning, but some of the drivers, we got three drivers here with us, Jesse Sharon, Donnie Miller, and Carl Murphy, and all three of these guys are going to be competing for that $5,000 for the Firecracker Classic in the Super Stocks. Guys, thanks for coming by and hanging with us.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Well, yesterday, last night was testing. How many of you's tested?
I know I did.
Yep, I made it out there. Donnie, he don't need practice. He's good as he is.
I stayed at home and made sure my stuff was right and stayed inside where it was cool with the cold drink like you were talking.
Do you ever just sit in your shop in a chair and just stare at your car? Any of you guys ever do
all
that?
All the time.
It's like, come on, baby.
Usually trying to think of a way to make it faster.
Well, you know, and speaking of faster, I mean, it's all about the speed and the setup. But with the heat, and I talked to Gary about this, guys, you know, it's really hot out there. What effect does that have on the track, if any at all?
Yeah, it has a lot. I can probably talk about that. I used to prep it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of moisture out, crumbles the track, makes it hard to get a hold of it.
Will the cars, when it's really hard and dry like that, the cars will stick better, won't they?
Oh, no.
No?
No, it's harder to drive them. You got to slow the car down, keep it under you, keep it straight.
Mm-hmm.
So it equalizes the racing probably a little better. It makes us closer together.
Well, they're probably, Gary's able to get quite a bit. He said he's been really putting the water to it to keep it moist, so it should grab pretty good. Did it grab last night?
It was a pretty good track last night. You could run several grooves. I mean, you had some moisture on the bottom, kind of got dry through the top. So it was a good track last night, smooth, just, you know, good to practice on.
What was better, the top or the bottom?
I think it just depended on the car.
Yeah.
Whichever you liked, you know.
They ain't going to say.
it'll be different tonight. It always is. The first night, you usually got a little moisture in the bottom because you got quite a bit of water in it. Now, we ran on it last night, dried the track out a little bit, hardened it up. So mm-hmm. Tonight it's going to be a little bit harder for the track to take water. So probably looking for a little bit bottom to middle.
Well, you know, $5,000 go a long way with you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Absolutely. It either, for us, it either makes our season or just makes it all right.
Now, you guys are also running for points, right? You know, or is this a points race or not? Is this just $5,000 shootout?
I mean, for somebody like myself that travels a lot working on the road, so it's just $5,000 for mm-hmm. fun. Points is just not feasible.
Now, Donnie, you're there about every weekend. It's points, right?
Yeah, I've already missed one. Points aren't that big of a deal to me. It's all about the 5,000. That's what we're there
for. It's the prestige.
You bet. And the big trophy at the end.
That big trophy. Donnie's already got one.
So is Donnie the only Firecracker winner here?
Oh, yeah. He's Mr. July 4th.
I'm just as hungry for another one. I'll tell you, once you get one, you want another one.
Have you been close?
I've been close. I've been in the top five. Yeah, I'm driving in Carmen Vincent's car one year. Got in top five and probably top eight. Last year,
to say we've made the show, but if we've ran top 10, normally it's a good night. If you ain't tore up, it's a good weekend. At least if you can get up there in the top 10 and you ain't tore nothing up, you might not take the check and the trophy home, but at least you ain't got to go home and work on it for 2 weeks to get ready for the next one.
Well, with it being hot, it's going to be muggy. It's going to be hot. What does that heat do to the cars? What is it? Does it make them run better? You know, I mean. A little thinner air, or is it just hard, just like it is on people? It's hard on them.
It's hard on cars. They get hot. You got to try to keep the engines cool, tires, everything. The track gets hard, heats up your tires if you slide around. Cars get hot, drivers getting hot. It's just not good on anybody, but it's part of it. Everybody's dealing with the same problem.
How important is your pit crew?
We're kind of a one-man show a lot of times, you know. We get friends to help us, you know. Jesse's probably got maybe one person. Donnie's probably the same.
Mm-hmm.
I know one year we helped Donnie out. He had a flat, and I run down there and helped him because I was in a heat race or something like that. Yep. And I'm about the same. I got my son and employee of mine that comes out and helps.
I know that's the big thing with Legit out there is the camaraderie, the kinship, the brotherhood of drivers out there. I mean, I hear it all the time. You know, drivers are willing to help one another, you know, and then we'll settle it on the track. But I want your butt out there because I'm going to show you I can beat your tail. And that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, we get that week in and week out. These are our friends, our closest friends. This is what we choose to do as a hobby. But I'll tell you what, this weekend's special because we even have a ton of friends that are from the greater region, three or four different states.
Yeah.
And, we want to defend our home turf as the West Plains area guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be several cars in, especially in your class, that's going to be competing for that $5,000 from different states. And when it comes tonight, there'll be heat races, correct? And what will there be, 10, 15 cars per heat?
Probably about eight. We'll time trial.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have about 8 to 10 cars in a heat.
And then they'll take the top three from each heat or top four or five, or how's that go?
All depends. I think Gary changes it from year to year, but, you know, if you got probably 8 to 10 cars, I mean, if he runs it as a heat, it's a heat. If he runs it as a qualifier, he'll take top three out of each qualifier if you're just running qualifiers off your time trials.
Well, and, tonight is when it really gets going, gets started tonight. And, of course, you folks, you're looking for something to do. It's going to be a great night. But not only are the super stocks running, but, I mean, there's several classes. It's all going to be running tonight as well, right?
Yep.
It's all about knowing someone out there. And anybody listening to this, we want you guys to come out. And there's a couple great sponsors for this big race. I know Chevy Dealers of the Ozarks, but then also Saturday night, don't forget about the fireworks show. It's really the best in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Hirsch Feed and Farm puts that on for us.
Yeah, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they do a fantastic job with that. And, and again, you got to tip your hat to Gary Stalblin, his crew, his staff out there. It's a small staff, family owned and run racetrack. They do a great job, and they've really, legitimized Legit Speedway with kind of Gary's going to make sure everything's on an even even keel as far as each car is concerned.
Yeah, the three of us, we all race different places, and we are so blessed with the racetrack here at home for us to race at. I raced at two different tracks last week and can't wait to get back home. So Gary and the crew do an awesome job, and it truly is one of the best racing surfaces in the country.
Well, it should be a packed house, this weekend for the Chevy Dealer of the Ozarks Firecracker Classic at Legit Speedway. And remember, legitspeedway.com, KDY, I know they were giving away some tickets for the race, our sister station. Now, when it comes to, you're all buddies and all that, but when you're on the racetrack, who's the honoriest of the three?
That'd be Carl.
Yeah, no. Definitely Carl.
No, Jesse Sharon. you push Jesse around a little bit, he'll push back, but then he'll help you. He'll help you with your car, anything you need afterwards.
Well, what was that famous quote that the one driver said, if you're not bumping and grinding and you're not racing?
That's right.
I mean,
you got to get every inch you can out there on the track. I mean, sometimes we slip up and we rub another car. We just hope the attitude of the other driver's like, hey, maybe he just messed up, got into me. If you take a violent driver and you just barely tap him, and now he's mad. He's trying to take you out. So we give and take a lot.
Yeah.
Out there, and I'm friends with Jesse and Donnie. Matter of fact, I'm driving one of Jesse's cars that we done some trading on, and so. We don't want to hurt our relationships.
Mm-hmm. Not right now, anyway.
Not right now, anyway. We will battle it out. I mean, Donnie, he's won this before. I've got a good car. I practiced hard last night, and I feel like I'm right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, I practiced with Jesse last night, and I sized him up. His car wasn't running the best either, and he was fast. So I know these two guys are out here. I've got my hands full trying to get around them.
What parts of the track are the best to possibly work around someone?
I think probably here coming off turn four is your money spot. One and two, everybody seems to get around pretty decent here, but coming out of turn four is where it seems like everybody struggles. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do a lot of passing, that's probably the better spot coming out of turn four. If you're Donnie, I think you can drive around anybody anywhere, but here it seems like coming out of turn four is the roughest spot. It kind of flattens out and everybody gets loose there. So if you can be in position to pass, you're going to get them.
You know, I've heard some talking with some other drivers, or actually watching it on TV. They talk about the dirt tracks where it gets a little, I guess, rough is actually better because, you know, they can, it, I guess it bites harder when it gets into the little rough patch. I think it was Tony Stewart talking about his racetrack. They had a big race out there, and he was talking about coming out of one of the corners, it was a little bit rough, and guys were able to really stand on it in that and shoot through it.
Yeah, last night, the track had that. Like Jesse said, the track had three different grooves last night. It had a bottom that was hooked up pretty tacky. The line up from it had that rough patch in it, and you can put your right rear tire in it and just rip off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't hit that line, you're up here in a black, which was clean, and it turned good. And then if you wanted to go right on the top edge, it got a little dusty, but there was traction there too. So I hope for that track tonight and Saturday. But Saturday, be looking for a slick track top to bottom.
Just try and even make. I mean, when it's slick like that, it kind of takes horsepower out of the equation, and it puts it all in the driver's seat. Who can handle that wheel? Who can wheel that car around the track? Which is what's more fun, having all the horsepower you can apply, or having to wheel that thing?
I think it's just having a good car for either one of the two. It don't matter if it's dry. I mean, dry is probably the funnest to race on because you got to control the car, and it's more at driver's discretion. Mm-hmm. Hooked up, it's all horsepower. Everybody's fast, and if you wreck hard.
I like the kind of the dry. I mean, I like a hooked up track. I like fast, but I like a little track with some character, like that rough patch you're talking about.
Yeah,
a lot of drivers get in it, they can't handle it, they'll bounce out.
Or they'll just avoid it.
Or they'll avoid it, and we get in it and use it. But you got to change your driving techniques. You know, a driver that can't change, adapt, and find that quick line, he's going to be left behind. But the one that can, the quickest, you know, you got to be right there. And like every inch counts. Like with Donnie up there, he's hitting his marks. Maybe my car's not as good, and I miss my marks. I'm two, four car lengths behind him right there. And it's hard to catch back up on this deal.
Does it come down to as well, you know, again, we're talking with some of the drivers for this weekend at Legit Speedway, Jesse Sharon, Donnie Miller, and Carl Murphy, when being able to adjust before the adjustment is need to be made, you know, I mean, you hear in sports in general, you know, because you guys are the coach, you're the driver, you're everything. Yeah, you know, it's all on you, but is it being able to identify little subtle changes in the track that puts you ahead of your competitors? Like, man, I know what's fixing to go down in a couple laps in this turn right here. And knowing that, or anticipating that and guessing it right, and then before you know it, you're 2-3 cars out front.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about knowing this track and everything like that, that's the three of us have made a ton of laps around this place, and that's our advantage, is knowing what to adjust and how to adjust it to every track condition, no doubt.
Well, it's going to be a good time tonight, Legit Speedway. It's the Firecracker Classic presented to you by Chevy Dealers of the Ozarks. And, you know, the pit passes, folks can get pit passes. There's general admission as well. There's not a bad seat in the house. It's going to be some great weather. Cars are loud. They're going to be obnoxious, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. But it's tonight and tomorrow night. And don't forget, Saturday night, a big fireworks display, compliments of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply at Legit Speedway. It's going to be a great time. So you're going to get to see some great racing and a great fireworks show.
best crowd of the year on Saturday night out there, so it's the place to be. So make sure you get out there.
And somebody's going to shove $5,000 in their front pocket and go home with a big old grin on their cheeks. Hey, you know what we should do is just, you know, because you can gamble now. See, you know, they got DraftKings. We could have like legit DraftKings. I could be like the head ringer of this.
There you go.
And, you know, we could just start our own little gambling here. Drivers can't gamble, though, but individuals.
We gamble all the time.
Yeah, you gamble every time you strap it in. Guys, thanks for coming by. We appreciate that. I know Gary appreciates you as well, coming in and promoting his track and his this big race, because this is a big deal for legit. You know, we need a good turnout. We need people to come out and support our local racetrack, gas and oil at its best, and, of course, you know, the fireworks. If you're looking for something to do, here it is, Legit Speedway. Guys, thanks for coming by and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Hey, more rock and roll is coming at you here on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Stay with me.